to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by Mystic Aquarium. Hello, Mark the Shark.
Hey, Gina J, good afternoon. What's going on in the world of gossip over the weekend?
Remember a couple weeks ago, Beyonce's stage got stuck like midair?
Yeah.
Now Taylor Swift's got stuck her little cage she was in.
Yeah, it was in Philadelphia at the Lincoln Financial Center. I believe that's where the Eagles play. And she was supposed to go across the stadium. It just kept going up, but it didn't go across. So she had to kill some time. So she did a little a cappella for the crowd, and they ate it up. So it was no big deal.
Blake Shelton, well, he fell during a performance this weekend, and it's because he was drunk.
Yeah, at the Pendleton Whiskey Music Fest. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, I know.
In Oregon, and this happened on Saturday night, and he admitted to the crowd he had a lot to drink. But he told everybody, yeah, if you have video, post it. I don't care. He was like, yeah, I had a lot of drink, and I was having a good time.
Oh, and people did post it. Real close-up ones, too. I was watching it. It was
absolutely
pretty funny.
Absolutely.
That was definitely a drunk stumble. Not that
it
I would
certainly
know.
Was. But he fell gracefully.
Real Housewives of New York City's Luann. She is not going to be part of the reunion show.
She's going back to rehab for the second time within a year now.
Yeah, it's been really close because she had an arrest. Remember, she was so drunk. And then she was in rehab recently, I thought.
Yes, she was recently. Apparently, they're going to be filming an anniversary show of The Real Housewives. But this is her second stint within a year with alcohol. So hopefully she can get some help that she probably really needs.
We have baby news. Kate Upton announces she's expecting her first child.
Yeah, Kate is 28. She's married to a Houston Astros pitcher, Justin Verlander.
Yep.
So it's their first baby. They just got married last November, so all the best to both of them.
Well, she's like pretty upstairs, so imagine when she's pregnant now.
Plenty of food for the baby.
Oh, yeah. Conor McGregor also, he and his wife expecting baby number two. 2018 MTV Video Music Award nominations came out today. Cardi B leads the nominations.
Speaking of a new mom.
10 nominations she got, by the way.
10 nominations. Wow.
Yeah.
Should be a great show.
David Hasselhoff and his fiance. Oh, they're getting married at the end of the month.
Yeah, July 31st in Italy, Hasselhoff's third marriage. He is 65. His fiance is 37. So a big age difference. But
are we shocked? Bruce Willis got roasted on Comedy Central, but we don't get to see it until July 29th.
I know. The ex-wife was there, part of the roast.
Yes, Demi
Moore was
there.
Demi was in the
there.
House, so that should be some good watching.
And they said Dennis Rodman got booed.
I wonder why.
I know. And finally, the weekend box office number three was Skyscraper with 25.4 mil. Number two is Ant-Man and the Wasp, 28.8. And Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation number one with 44.1 million.
Nice weekend for them.
Yes, and one more story, too, before I let you go, Sharky. So Demi Lovato was holding hands with G-Eazy over the weekend. Now, G-Eazy and Halsey recently broke up because he had been cheating on her, allegedly. So does Demi have anything to do with that? More celebrity gossip, you can check it out on our website at 96.5TIC.com.